Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Hello and welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Wednesday, January 18th. I'm your host, Doug Reed. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. Always happy to chat, interact, get any feedback, comments you have. Also, if you go to your podcast provider and rate and review the show, it would do me a lot of good to help promote the show, get more listeners, and get more coverage. This is Sports Ethos presentation. If you haven't already, check us out at sportsethos.com. You can get our free packages, a list of all our podcasts, which cover basically every sport going. We even have disc golf podcasts lately, believe it or not, from DFS to fantasy to wagering across all the major sports. And you can also see some of our packages for all the same fans of, again, fantasy or wagering. There's lots of information there. So go to sportsethos.com. Before I get going, I do want to talk to you about one of our partners here at Sports Ethos. It's called Thrive Fantasy. It's T-H-R-I-V-E. Basically, prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or go to thrivefantasy.com. When you sign up, use the code ETHOS, E-T-H-O-S, to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either two or four free game tickets. You basically pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. You score points when those props hit, and then you compare it to other players also doing the same. The players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money or the nightly prize pot. And if you're looking for more information on props, check out our Ethos DFS team. We've got great daily DFS basketball prop show. We've got wagering content and fantasy content, which includes a lot of prop information as well. So again, go to thrivefantasy.com or use their mobile app. And when you check out, use the code ETHOS and gain deposit match bonus. So big night, not a huge night, but a ton of games in the college basketball, a absolutely fantastic slate that I think I could bet on half the games. There's so many angles I was looking at. So anyways, let's get right at it. In the association, we start at 7:40 in the East. Atlanta Hawks are in Dallas. Dallas, 2.5-point favorites. Total here, 233. When I look at the injury report, Luka is listed as probable. That kind of came out of nowhere. I don't even know why. I don't think he's been on there lately. But Dorian Finney-Smith and Josh Green are expected back, listed as questionable. Hardaway is out. Maxi Kleber remains out. This game is a stay away from me. I slightly lean Atlanta. If anything, I would take the Hawks here. But Dallas is always a better team at home. And I like the Hawks catching a few points here. It's still a little tight for me. So I'm actually not on this game. Next game is in New York, where the Wizards are in town. And the Wizards are in town to play the Knicks. Knicks are 5-point favorites. Total here, 224. On the injury list, nobody's out really for the Knicks. For Washington, Bradley Beal is available, so expected back. I've actually got this game opened at the Knicks -6, so some money's come in on Washington. I'm actually looking towards the Knicks. My model's got them about 7-point favorites, and I'm just trying to see where any of the pro money is. When I look at the Knicks, I see kind of split. I see more of the bets going towards the home Knicks, but more of the money on the Wiz, about 55% of the money on the Wiz. So not a huge number, but slight lean towards them. And again, open at 6. Now it's down to -5. So stay away from me. I would lean the Knicks, though. Next game is in Memphis, where Cleveland is in town to play the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are 7.5-point favorite. Total here, 228. I actually grabbed this last night when it came out. Grabbed it 6.5. So I'm on the Grizzlies at -6.5. Got that on deep at DraftKings. When I look at the injury reports for Cleveland, And this is the big reason I jumped on it early, and it's gone up even more. And I wouldn't be surprised if it closes close at 8 or 8.5. Donovan Mitchell is out. He was listed as questionable yesterday. He's out. Dean Wade remains out for the Grizzlies. Nobody really. Danny Green remains out, and everybody else is fairly healthy. When I look at the, I'm just trying to pull up the numbers here too on this game. Yeah, I look at the bet. You got about 52% of the bets are favoring Cleveland, so just over half the public money is on Cleveland. But you have about 65% of the money is actually on Memphis. So most people are favoring the home Grizzlies. Really, with Mitchell out, I think it's the big angle. So I'm on the Grizz there at -6.5. Currently -7.5. I play to that as well. I wouldn't go much beyond 8. The next game I'm also on, Indiana, is in Orlando, or is in Oklahoma City to play the Thunder. Thunder 3.5-point favorite. Total here is 239. When I look at the injury reports, as I pull it up here, for the Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton remains out, which is obviously the big angle for them when betting against or for them. On the OKC side, Pokuševski and Robinson Earl remain out. And obviously, Chet Holmgren is out for most of the year. When I look at the money here, I see this game opened at -4. It's -3.5 now. So obviously some money was coming in it opened -4. It's at -3.5 now. But I still see about 70, just under 70% of the bets coming in on OKC and about 85% of the money on the Thunder. So the pro money, obviously the public's on OKC, but the pro money is on OKC as well. So happy to be on that side and taking OKC at -3.5. The next game in New Orleans, Miami is in town for the Heat. The spread here, the Heat are 3.5-point favorites. Total here, 220. For the Heat, Kyle Lowry is available and back, and I've heard he will be expected to play. Caleb Martin is available. Duncan Robinson is out, as is Yurt Seven, but he's been out for a while for New Orleans. Obviously, Ingram is still out. Zion Williamson is out. Herb Jones is doubtful. And I can't really get a feel on this game. At first, I was on New Orleans, and obviously with Ingram out, I knew Williamson was out, but Ingram out as well, it's kind of tough to back them. I don't usually like the Heat on the road, so kind of a stay-away game for me. The numbers are kind of split. I see 52% of the bets coming in on the Heat, 56% of the money. So line opened up at the Heat -1.5 last night. And even then I was looking at it and I just don't like the Heat on the road. Obviously money's come in on them because they've been dropped down to 3.5. So stay away from me. 8:10, the Charlotte is in Houston. Battle of the Cellar Dwellers, let's call it, to play the Rockets. The Hornets are 2.5-point favorites. Total here is 237. Stay-away game for me. Just can't get a grasp on really either of these teams and what to expect. If anything, I would lean the home Rockets. My model has this about a Charlotte just under 1-point favorite, so I'll take the home team. Rockets are pretty healthy. Kevin Porter's listed as questionable. For Charlotte, oh, look at that. Gordon Hayward, doubtful. I don't understand that. Just mark the guy out. He hasn't played in, 10 days, and he's probably going to be out for a while more. Anyways, Cody Martin is doubtful, and Kelly Oubre is out. So not a lot of angles here. I would take the Rockets, catching 2.5 points at home. Don't really have much of a feel. The third last game of the night is in Utah. This is another strange one. Where the Jazz are 8-point favorites. I think this thing opened at about 6 last night, and I was debating jumping on it. Yeah, it opened at 6 last night, and I was debating jumping on it. But I was watching the Clippers game. They're playing a good game. They ended up losing to Philly, kind of crapped out down the end. But the big guys are both there, and I'm thinking, but they're not both going to play tomorrow. There was some rumor that Kawhi's going to play back-to-back soon. But sure enough, 6 points. I'm thinking the Jazz don't really want to back them at 6 points, and they're fairly healthy, but not really sure about Lauri Markkanen. If I knew he was playing, I probably would have been on it. But anyways, went to bed, stayed away. Early today, it drops to 8, and basically it's on the news. That I expected and should have figured it was going to happen is both Kawhi and Paul George are out. John Wall also out. Ivaka Zubac is listed as questionable now as well. For Utah, Markkanen is available. Olenek is out. So lines jump to 8. Too much for me to play. When I look at this, when I look at the numbers, I see about just under 60% of the bets are coming in on the Clippers, and the money split 50-50. So the pros don't really even know where to go on this side, I would say. If anything, they're a little more pro money's coming in on Utah, but they probably grabbed that at the -6, a lot of that as well. So stay away from me. Denver is hosting Minnesota at 10-10 in the East. Nuggets 9.5-point favorite, 238.5 is the total for the Nuggets. Murray is probable, Bones Highland is probable, and Jeff Green is doubtful. On the Minnesota side, obviously Karl Anthony Towns is out. Rudy Gobert has been ruled out, and Edwards is questionable. So this line opened, I think, about 8.5 yesterday, and it's moved to 9.5 with the news that Gobert is out. Just too big a number for me to lay. I like Denver, I like them to win, but at that price, especially, it's a little steep. I mean, hard to tell what Minnesota team's going to show up on the road. They're never all that strong. Denver is on the second half of two home games. They played a home game last night. So I can't in good conscience really lean either way on this one. It's a complete stay away from me. Last game of the night is in LA, where the Lakers are hosting the Sacramento Kings. The Kings are 2-point favorites here. 246.5 is the total. And when I'm looking at the money, I see about 60% of the bets are on the home Lakers. No surprise. And about 56% of the money is on the Lakers. This line opened at +3. For the Lakers, drop down to +2. So obviously money's come in on LA. I would, I'd actually probably back the Lakers here. When I look at the injury report, AD is out, but LeBron is questionable. Shocking, but expected to play. Austin Reeves out. Lonnie Walker's out for Sacramento. All fairly healthy. I just think the Lakers at home have the ability to keep this close and cover as the underdog. So not on this game, but I would lean the Lakers if I had to. You can take a quick break. When we get back, going to hit that fantastic college basketball schedule and then the ice in the NHL. All right, on to college basketball. There are 39 games, but some fantastic games with typical Tuesday night in college basketball. We start at 6 p.m. in the East. Bucknell is traveling to Army to play the Black Knights. Black Knights come in 5.5-point favorites. 143.5 is the total. I'm actually on this game. I see Army winning this by probably 6 or 7, and so do most of the pros, I think. When I look at the numbers, I see a couple sources I'm looking at here. At FanDuel, I see about 67, call it 2/3 of the bets are on Army. The other source I'm looking at, that 81% of the bets are Army. FanDuel, just over 70%, and the other source, about 75% of the money. So the Joes and pros are both backing the Black Knights here. Bucknell's just really struggled. They are 0-6 in Patriot League play, 1-8 on the road. They've lost 8 straight. Army's 5-1 in Patriot League play, 4-2 at home. And I just think they are a better shooting team. Right now, they're Army's 8th in effective field goal percentage. When it comes to two-point percentage, they're 16th best in the country, hitting 56.3, and Bucknell allows 47.6%, which is 104. So they're better than average defending the two-point shot, but Army's been really good at it. And the flip side, the more important stat is three-point field goal. Army is hitting 37.9% of their shots, which is 25th best in the country, and Bucknell is allowing 34.1, which is 253rd worst. So Army's got a better offense. Bucknell's got a worse defense. Army's at home. All the pro money's backing this number that has stayed pretty static, came out at -5.5 and has remained there. So I'm actually on the Black Knights tonight. Next game, Hartford at Morgan State. I was really close to pulling the trigger on this. Morgan State, 13.5-point favorites, 136.5 is the total. This isn't so much a backing of Morgan State, who is getting anywhere between, I guess, 50 to 55, 60% of the money in the bet. So it's kind of a split in the market. I think it's because the number's so high. It's just more a bet against Hartford. Hartford's really struggled lately. And at 13.5, I almost took it at 13.5. If this gets down to 12.5, this were to drop, I don't think it will. This isn't going to be a highly bet game. It's not going to be a ton of huge movement on this. If this were to get below 13, I would be on Morgan State, but I'm staying away for now. Next game, 6 p.m. in the East, UMBC is at UMass Lowell. UMass Lowell comes in as 4-point favorites. 148.5 is the total. And I'm actually on UMass in this game. When I look at – where am I? Sorry, I'm just trying to pull this game up here. When I look at what these guys have done recently, I think UMass is a slightly better offense. Well, probably about same offense. Sorry, maybe UMBC gets a slightly in offense. Adjusted efficiency is a little better. Effective field goal rate. UMass is hitting 53.4%, and that's 50th in the country. UMBC is 52.7, 72nd in the country. So both quite good. The difference is on defense. UMass is 16th best in effective field goal rate allowed in the country, whereas UMBC is 321st. They're allowing a ton of points. 3-point field goals, UMass is hitting 37.6%, 34th best in the country. Now, they don't shoot a ton of them. Doesn't represent a ton of their offense. But they're hitting them quite well. And UMBC is allowing 39.9, 356th worst, one of the worst in the country. Then on defense and 2-point field goals, UMass is the number one defense in the country, only allowing 41%. Now, UMBC hits 51.8, which is 109th the best in the country, so top third of the country for them offensively, but UMass is strong defensively. So UMass, better defensive team, maybe slightly into UMBC on the offense. They're playing at home, getting 4 points. When I look at the numbers, I see most of this money, the pro money, there's about 60% of the bets on – 60% of the money on UMass at FanDuel. I've got a little bit more lean, closer to 60% on UMBC. And we'll get both sites, most of the money, 65% of the bets is coming in on UMass. So I like UMass Lowell. I just think they're a better defensive team. They're at home and should be able to cover this small number. Next game should be a great game in the Big East. UConn is at Seton Hall. UConn comes in 5-point underdog, total here 135.5. I'm not on this game. UConn looked like they turned it around kind of late December, early January, and everybody thought, you know, they're getting a little healthier. They hadn't really turned around. They did well, then they had a couple games that weren't looking so good, and they're right back at it. Then they went on the road, and they struggled in the last couple weeks. UConn in the last as much as they come in with a great record, 15-4, just 4-4 in the Big East, and they're 1-4 in their last five. They lost at Xavier. They lost at Providence. They won at home against Creighton. They lost at Marquette. Then they won against St. John's. They've lost their last three Big East road games. So they're struggling on the road. Now, I don't think Seton Hall is going to be that much of a challenge, but they just lost to St. John's at home. St. John's is ranked lower than Seton Hall. So I think laying this many points is a few too many. Not really on this game, like I said, I'm not on this game, but if I were, I would lean towards Seton Hall. Right now, I see about 83% of the bets are on Seton Hall, and about 56% of the money is on Seton Hall. So I would lean to the +5 at Seton Hall, but I'm not going to be on this. In the Big Ten, 7 p.m. in the East, we have Ohio State traveling to Nebraska. The Buckeyes come in 6-point favorites. Total here is 137. I'm not on this game either. I like Ohio State to win. They're the better team. They've been struggling a little bit lately. I just think that laying that many points in the Big Ten is a few too many. So if anything, I would take Nebraska +6. I'm not on it, but I take Nebraska +6. The next game I am on, the ACC, I think this is going to be a fantastic game. Virginia Tech is in Virginia. And the Cavaliers, 5.5, the home Cavaliers, 5.5-point favorites. Total here, 126.5. When most models I look at were on the Virginia side, I think what do I have here? Ken Palm has it by 7, has Virginia by 7. Torvik has it by about 6, so slightly over. And when I pull up Jeff Sagarin's model. He had it, I think, also for Virginia. Sorry about that. I thought I had this. Yeah, he's got Virginia at about 5, so a little closer. I just like the way that the Cavaliers are playing. I think on defense, I mean, Virginia Tech's a good team. Obviously, on the road, they're a little more challenged. And Virginia's obviously very strong at home. When I look at the betting splits, I see a small lean towards Virginia, about 70% of the bets on the home Cavaliers, but about 55% of the money is on Virginia. So I'm on that side as well, trying to pull up the FanDuel numbers. Can't seem to find the game on FanDuel, which is odd. Makes for good listening, I understand. Oh, there we go. Yeah, so I've got about, at FanDuel, a little more of the bets are on Vautech, about 55%. But still 56% of the money is on Virginia. So the pros are backing Virginia. I'm on Virginia. This game opened about 6.5, dropped to 5.5, but so happy to get the better number with the Cavaliers. Next game I'm on too. I jumped on this, what I thought I was jumping on this early, and the damn line didn't move. 7 p.m. the East, Pittsburgh is in Louisville to play the Cardinals. And Cardinal. This is bet. I was a little more confident in it last night, but I'm still thinking that Pittsburgh is not just a better team, but a much better team. And the way Louisville has been playing all year, other than one game against Kentucky, they've been brutal pretty much all year. So they lost. They kept it close at Kentucky, and then Kentucky pulled away late. That's who it was. They lost at Clemson by 7. That was a game I think people thought it was going to be tighter than what it was. But, you know, their last game against North Carolina – this is Louisville. Last game against North Carolina, they lost at home by 21. They lost at home to Wake Forest by 8 before that. Just Syracuse. Kept it close against Syracuse, lost by 1. I think Pittsburgh's been playing well. I think Pittsburgh's better than Wake, better than Syracuse. I think they could give Clemson a run, certainly on the home court they will. So I just think Pittsburgh's the better team. When I look at the betting splits, I see about 67%, or two-thirds of the money is on Pitt, and two-thirds of the bets are on Pitt, and two-thirds of the money are on Pitt. When I go to FanDuel, this is interesting. I see 95% of the bets on Louisville, but 77% of the money is on Pitt. So a huge signal there that the pros are on the side of Pitt. 77% of the money on Pitt, but 95% of the bets on FanDuel are on Louisville. So I think everybody's thinking the home Louisville Cardinals will bounce back. And maybe they do. You know, they can't crap the bed all season long. Pittsburgh's been playing well. I like the way Pittsburgh's been playing. I think, you know, if they'd have stayed awake, about a week ago, they could have beaten Duke at Duke. They ended up losing, but they're winning at halftime and winning early in the second half. And they're coming in off a 11-point win at Georgia Tech last Saturday. So they come in 12-6, 5-2 overall. I like them to win. It's a big number. I like them to cover by 10 or more. Next game, the SEC. Auburn is in LSU. Auburn comes in 4.5-point favorites over the Tigers. 137.5 is the total here. Stay away from me. Straight up, I like Auburn. LSU has looked not so good lately, and they just got blown out while it was on the road recently. I just don't like taking Auburn on the road. They're a much different team. They're a real Jekyll and Hyde team. And if it were maybe a point or two less, I could be behind that. Yeah, LSU lost by 40 at Alabama.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
40 on Saturday. Guess we could have stayed home and skipped that game, eh, boys? I don't know if they win this game. I just don't know that they lose it by 5 or more. So stay away from me. Should be a good game. Will be a good game. Place is pretty lit usually down in LSU. So I think this will be a good crowd. St. Louis travels to Loyola Chicago. The Billikens come in 6-point favorites. 143.5 is the total here. St. Louis got some guys injured. I was on them at first. I looked at them. Line open -5. It's gone up to -6. So obviously some money's come in on that on Loyola and on St. Louis. And I still see 76% of the bets on St. Louis, 77% of the money. I think this is just public money. I think people are thinking St. Louis is a really good team. Loyola is struggling, which they are. No arguments here. But I don't think they're that good a team. Way too inconsistent for me. Could they win and cover? Sure. But stay away from me. What I think is probably, well, if not the best, one of the best games of the night, and I'm still not on it, but I'm waiting, is TCU travels to Morgantown to play the Mountaineers of West Virginia. The home Mountaineers, 2.5-point favorites, 148.5 is the total. And I know my buddy Blake LaWatch, and if you haven't followed him, you got to check him out on Twitter. He runs our wagering division here. His Twitter handle account is at Blake LaWatch, which is Blake, LAWATCH. Check him out on Twitter. He's always tweeting stuff during the night. He's got a great record for college ball this year, too. But I know he's on TCU. I'm pretty sure he's on TCU tonight, catching those 2.5 points. And I think I'm probably going to get there. Haven't pulled the trigger yet. When I look at the betting splits, this line opened about 2, at -2. I see about 2/3 of the bets coming in on TCU and about 56% of the money. So a little bit more of a lean towards the public money there. I just think TCU is a better team. Oh, they are a better team. And the only reason I'm staying away from this game right now is I got to get my head around this. West Virginia is 0-5 in Big 12 play. 0-5. They lost. So here are their games in their five games. They lost at Kansas State by 6 in overtime. Well, Kansas State just beat Kansas. They're looking like one of the best teams in the country. They lost by 7 at Oklahoma. No shame in that. They lost by 14 at home to Kansas. Not a great loss, but you know Kansas is going to be one of the top teams. They lost by 5 at home to Baylor last week, and they lost by 1 at Oklahoma on Saturday. So a lot of close games. You know, they're at the bottom of the Big 12, but they can beat anybody, I think, or almost anybody. So a little tough to go against them at home. And Morgantown is not an easy place to get to. Flip side of that is TCU's 3-2. They started out a little cold. They're 14-3 overall, but they didn't have a great start this season. And then they seemed to right the ship. At home, they've beaten Texas Tech by 6. They then went to Baylor and won by 1. They then lost in an upset to Iowa State at home by 2. And then they lost by 4 at Texas. And then they beat Kansas State at home quite handily by 14. That's a hell of a good win. That was last Saturday. Now they are – sorry, I think I said they're at home a few minutes ago. They're obviously not. They are away. I'm surprised that this number is what it is. And I'm going to watch it. If it gets to 3, I'm on it for sure. And I might be on it but 2.5 anyways. But just watching for now. Next game, Lafayette is at American. American 4.5-point favorites. I'd lean American here, total 123. Florida at Texas A&M. Love this game, and I'm on A&M. The minus 3.5-point favorites, 137.5 is the total. A&M comes in 12-5, 4-0 in the SEC play. Florida comes in 10-7, 3-2 in SEC play. These guys met January 14th at Florida. A&M won by 3. Now, in a back-to-back, this isn't a back-to-back, but in the second game, I don't always like to take the team that won the first game. But what you often see is they reverse course, and when the other team gets home, they put out a better effort. But A&M already won at Florida. So I like them to sweep the season series. When I'm looking at the betting splits, are with me too. About 63% of the money. 62% of the money, pardon me, is on A&M. 63% of the bets are on A&M. So happy to have that, the pro money behind what I'm thinking as well. and I'm going to ride with the Aggies there. Gardner Webb travels to Longwood. Longwood's 5.5-point favorites, 133 in total. Don't really have a great feel for this game. Webb's been playing all right, but struggled a little lately. I'd probably lean Gardner Webb on the road, catching 5.5. 7 p.m., East Carolina travels to Temple. East Carolina comes in 9-point favorites, 135.5. And I actually like I like East Carolina here. They've been up and down all year, but I just think laying 9 points at Temple. Temple shouldn't be laying 9 to any, well, to many teams. And not on this game, but if I were, I'm definitely just a lean on East Carolina. Colgate goes into Holy Cross. Colgate 13.5-point favorites, total 142.5. I'm on Holy Cross plus 13.5. Colgate's a better team. Much better team. I just don't like laying, to be honest with you, in the Ivy League more than 10 points, even with Colgate, who is definitely, you know, double digits better, maybe 9, 10 points, maybe. Not really willing to lay almost 2 field goals here with Colgate. Duquesne travels to St. Bonaventure, where the Dukes are 1-point favorite. Total here is 139. This is stay away from me. I would lean towards Duquesne. Or pardon me. I would lean towards St. Bonaventure. Just simply taking the home team. I don't really have a great angle on this. I think these teams are probably fairly equal. Duquesne's been playing a little bit better lately, but I would just take the Bonnies and the point. Cincinnati's in South Florida. South Florida's plus 4. I really looked hard at this game and I may be on it. I don't have faith in Cincinnati being that consistent a team. At home, I would definitely be on them, but being on the road, laying 4 points is 1 or 2 too many for me. So I might be on South Florida. Definitely lean plus 4. Total here is 142. It's a stay away from me. Next game, we have Presbyterian at USC Upstate. Not a game I really looked at much. If anything, I would lean Upstate. I think they're the better team. They're at home. They're laying 5 points, 132.5. Samford is at East Tennessee. Samford comes in laying 5 points, 141. I think that's a few too many. Samford's been playing well, but I would lean to ETSU laying the 5 at home. Furman and Chattanooga. Looked at this game for quite a while. I couldn't quite get there. Chattanooga's a 1-point favorite, 152.5. I would take the Mocs. I'd be on Chattanooga here. I think Furman's just getting the public money because a lot of people are thinking they're one of the better, and they are, one of the better mid-major teams out there. But I think Chattanooga's tough, and I think they're going to be even tougher at home. So I would lean to the Mocs here, catching the 1 point. When I look at the splits, it kind of goes against what I'm saying. Right now, the betting total is about 50-50, but most of the money, about 80% of the money, is coming in on Furman. So, I think I said the Mocs are catching a point. They're laying a point. Furman's 1-point underdog. So, not on that game, but should be an interesting one. Bradley is at Indiana State. I'm actually on this. I'm actually on Indiana State. Indiana State, the home team, is 2-point favorites. Total here is 140. When I look at the numbers, I see about 70% of the bets coming in on Indiana State and about 73% of the money on Indiana State. I just think they're the better team, especially at home. And this number started trying to find out the number. The number opened minus 1, so more money has come in on Indiana State. It's now minus 2, but I still think I'm going to be back. I am going to be back, and we already got it in on where did I get them? Minus 2 on Bet Rivers. DK, I think, had it. It's still about minus 3, so I stayed away from there. Shop around. I think, you know, I haven't talked about that in a while, but especially with some of these games, not a lot of wagering. Compared to the NBA, for example, not a lot of wagering on college ball. So you have different sites. They're going to get different monies in. They're trying to manage their risk. You're going to get a wider variety of numbers. So shop around and see if you can get Indiana State. I said I got a minus 2. I see a couple minus 2.5, minus 3s there. So I think happy with the minus 2 line. Next game. Quickly go through these next three. Winthrop is at High Point. High Point's 1.5-point favorites. Just here, I'll lean to the home team. Not much of an angle. Don't really have a good feel for either of these guys. Wofford is at Western Carolina. Wofford, a 2-point favorite, 137.5. So total, I'd lean to Western Carolina. Again, the home team. I think this is a fairly even game. So on the home, Western Carolina. UNC Asheville travels to Charleston Southern. UNC Asheville, 3-point favorite, 145. I think they're the better team, and I think they should be favored by probably 4 or 5, so I lean UNC Asheville. Boston University travels to Navy. Navy's 2.5-point favorite, total here at 135. I actually lean Navy. BU's been playing well, but I think Navy, I might actually be on this game. Right now I see it at minus 105. I should probably jump on that quickly if I am. I just think Navy is a better team. They're at home. They're stronger in defense. When I look at the betting splits, I see 72% of the bets on Navy, 82% of the money on Navy. So definitely lean towards Navy over BU. And I think I'll probably be jumping on that one too when I'm done this show. Radford's in Campbell. Radford 1.5-point favorites, 127.5 total. I've got no faith in Radford. They've burned me a few times. I've only bet on them a couple times this year, but not with a lot of success. So not to say recency bias should come into your handicapping, but I think, you know, I think this is a fairly even game. And when I see an even game that I can't get a side either way, when you get a home team catching 1.5, you go with them. Missouri State is at Drake. 8 p.m. East. Drake is a 7-point favorite. This should be quite a game. And I'm actually looking toward to Drake. I just think it's maybe a couple points too many. I see about 70% of the bets on Drake, 76% of the money. So obviously there's some big money supporting Drake. 128.5 is the total. Not there yet. If this line moves, actually it's at minus 105 on DraftKings, so it's probably not going to move in my favor. If it goes up, I'm definitely not on it. We'll look a little later about on Drake. Quickly, I'm going to skip a couple of these games because I'm not sure that there's a lot of interest in the number of them. SMU is at Tulsa. SMU is -3. 146.5 is a total here. I think this is I'm leaning towards Tulsa. I think this is more a function of Tulsa's recent struggles have people a little bit down on them. So they're 0-5 in American Athletic Conference play, and they have lost 6 straight games. So they have been struggling for sure. They are at home, though. They lost by 4 points to Temple last week at home. Got crushed by Houston at home, but four of their other 6 losses have been on the road. And SMU has not exactly been a juggernaut themselves, so they come in 1-4 on the road. They got crushed at Houston, but who doesn't? They got crushed at UCF. Their last 2 games, they lost at home to Tulane, lost at home to Cincinnati. So not exactly a battle of the AAC heavyweights here. And like I said earlier, game I don't really have a huge angle on either way or a huge deciding factor either way. And the home team is catching 3 points. I'm on Tulsa. Xavier travels to DePaul. The X-Men find themselves 9-point favorites. Xavier comes in -9, 156.5 here. I lean DePaul. I'm not on this game. I lean DePaul. I see most of the money going the other way, about 72% of the bets on Xavier, about 2/3 of the money on Xavier. And I get it. They are the better team. Funny thing is, though, so when I look at FanDuel, though, I've got about 69% of the bets on DePaul and about 67% of the money on DePaul. So it just depends on what site you're looking at. I think Xavier's a better team. I think they should be able to win. I think laying 9 points is too many. If this were 6 or 7, I think that's more in line with where it should be. Another Big East battle. Providence is in Marquette. Marquette, 7.5-point favorites. 150.5 is the total. 150.5. I like Marquette here. I don't like them laying 7.5 points. So this game's a stay away from me. I think it's probably a 5-6-point game. But I'm not really willing to back Providence on the road. They have their struggles lately. I was quite a fan coming into the new year. They haven't played great lately, so I'm going to stay away from this game. Arkansas is at Missouri, and I actually grabbed this over yesterday. What did I grab it at? I think I grabbed it at 153 or so. It's at 153.5 is the total. And 153.5 total. Missouri is 2-point favorite. And I'm actually looking to grabbing Missouri as well. When I look at the numbers here, Missouri and Arkansas, I see 70%, 65 to 70% of the bets on Mizzou, but 85 to almost 90% of the money is also on Mizzou. And then when I go to the totals, I see, sorry, just trying to flip through here. So I'm actually going to probably get some money down on Missouri a little bit later. I think they're the better team. They're at home, and I think they can easily cover this. And I think it's going to be obviously a high-scoring game. When I look at the totals over, I see about 70%, 72% of the money on the over and 78% of the bets on the over. This opened at 156.5. I'm surprised. Come down to 153. And when I look at the analytic tools I use, most of them are on the over too. So I've got KenPom. I'm just trying to pull a game up here. Is at 161. I've got Bart Torvik's site at, where are we here? Arkansas and Missouri at 164. And I've got Sagarin at, let's see, where are you? Missouri, Arkansas. At about 157. So all of them are over. A few of them are over by a fair bit. So at 153.5, I'm definitely going to be on the over this game. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be jumping on. My screen just reset on me. What the hell happened there? Sorry about that, folks. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be on Missouri here, the home team minus two. I just think they're the better team. This should be a high-scoring game. Final game. I don't know what is going on with my screen here. I'm going to take a second here and figure this out and be back in a second. Okay, we're back for a few more games. So Tech, 9 p.m. in the East, travels to Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon's 13.5-point favorites. 135 here is the total. And I think I lean Utah Tech. I like Grand Canyon, and apparently their stadium is gets quite the crowd. So it would be a great place to eventually get to one day. But I just think that's too many points. So on Utah Tech, plus 13. Oklahoma travels to Oklahoma State to play the Cowboys, the in-state rival. State is favored by 2, 128.5 here. And I'd be with Oklahoma State too. But when I look at the betting splits, 56% of the bets on Oklahoma, 54% of the money in Oklahoma State. So it's pretty even, fairly even split. Pros are obviously leaning towards the home Cowboys, laying 2 points. So I would lean that way too. Don't have a great feel for it. May pull the trigger later, but I like Oklahoma State. Oregon is in California to play the struggling Cal Bears. Oregon, 8.5-point favorite. 130.5 is the total. And I like Oregon to win here. I just don't like laying 8.5 points on the road. I don't care how bad Cal's been playing lately. I think they win by 2 possessions. So if anything, I'd lean Cal plus 8.5. Last game of the night, San Diego. This should be actually quite a good game. San Diego State, 4.5-point favorites, travel to Colorado State to play the Buffaloes. 141 is the total. If anything, I would lean towards San Diego State. Not really a huge lean or not really a huge backer of this here. I think they win. And I think that's probably about the right number, about 4 or 5. So at 4.5-point favorites, I would lean Colorado State. I don't like going against Buffaloes at home. I see about 80% of the money is on Colorado State at -4.5. Pardon me. 80% of the money is on San Diego State at -4.5. 64% of the bets are coming in. So the money's on San Diego State, but kind of a stay away from me. Just a little, not too many. Like I said, it's pretty much right on where I think it should be. So, Gonna stay away from that. So that wraps up the NCAA card. Gonna head to the ice in the NHL and for some interesting games, or I think they're interesting games at least. And we start at 7 p.m. 7:08, of course. 7:08. How could I make that mistake? In the East, Pittsburgh is in Ottawa to play the Senators, and it's actually, which is odd, an even 110 on both sides. It's basically a pick 'em. Total here is 6. I do lean towards the Penguins. I might grab this at -110. Not very often you're going to get Pittsburgh at -110. Next game, 7:38. What's with all these 8s? first three games, four of the five games ended in eight. Anyway, so I'm missing something, but I'll figure that out eventually. 7:38 in the East. The Bruins of Boston are in New York to play the Islanders. So you can get the road Bruins -195. The home Islanders at +165. All the money here coming in on Boston. I just can't lay that money on the road. So kind of stay away from me. I would lean towards Boston as well. Total here is 5.5. Juice to the under, over the over, -120. You can get it under 5.5, +100. So going to stay away in that game. What should be a great Western Conference matchup is in Calgary. Colorado's in town at 9:38. And you get the home Flames -155 on the money line. You get the road Avs at +135. I think there's probably some value on the Avalanche. To me, this game's kind of a toss-up. You got to lean to the Flames because they're the home team. But when I quickly look, I see at FanDuel, at least I see 90% of the money on the money line is coming in Colorado, and 85% of the bets are coming in on Colorado. So clearly the public and the pros are backing the Avs. The other side I'm looking at, I see about 70% of the money and 60% of the bets on the Avs. So everybody's on the Avs, and I think that's the place. That's the way to go. At +135, you're getting it opened at +120. It's moved up for the Avs at +135. So I might put a bit down on that as well. I like the Avs at +135. Next game is also out west. Vancouver is hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Lightning -170 in the money line. The Canucks +145. Got to lean towards the Lightning, 170. Total here is 7. That's a stay away for me. +110 to the over, -130 to the under. Sure, a lot of goals could be scored, but I can also see Tampa shutting them down, so I would lean Tampa. Last game of the night, Dallas is in San Jose to play the Sharks. Dallas -155 on the money line, the home Sharks +135. Total here is 6. Got to lean towards Dallas. That's where the money's going from what I can see. 90% of the bets, 90% of the money is on Dallas. And a little more evenly split, more around 60% of the bets, 60% of the money when I'm going to FanDuel. But Dallas is a better team, -155 is probably a fair price, although a little steep to pick for a road team. So I'm heavily leaning on the Avs, +135 in the money line, and I'm pretty sure I'll be taking the Pens at -110 on the money line. So a lot of basketball, some hockey in the end. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the show. Like I said before, please go to your podcast provider and rate and review. Would love to hear any feedback. But before I go, I want to quickly remind you about our buddies at Manscaped. If you go to manscaped.com, when you sign up, use the code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20, get 20% off your order and free shipping. And also check out our buddies at MyBookie. Go to mybookie.ag, use the code HOOPBALL when you sign up, and you will unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. So hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hopefully some angles you like. Some picks you make, some money you make, and we will chat with you tomorrow.